This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our coverage from out here at West Palm Beach. Nats spring training coming your way today and this week. Presented by Main Street Bank, your local bank local. Put their team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The show, as always, thanks to our friends, the law firm of Condori and Murrah. They're the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will, and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys and visit kmlawyers.com. Just mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Got about 20 minutes left and a lot to do. We're going to have a cannonball challenge, the first ever competition, to see who can do the best cannonball. Right here on Grant and Danny, that's about 8 minutes away. But first, we wanted to talk to Joey Gallo. Signed the big one-year, $5 million deal, deferred over 3 years somehow. Make that make sense. With the Washington Nationals this offseason, the big power bat came on our show several weeks back. He was awesome. He had just signed. He was really excited. Then we found him in the clubhouse down here in West Palm to catch up and see how things were going early in camp.
Yeah, no, camp's been great. It's been a great clubhouse and a great environment, and the coaches are awesome. So it's been a great experience for me, and I couldn't be happier like where I'm at with this is a young group of guys, but it's a fun, energetic group that really strives to be better every day. So it's been a fun camp.
How do you treat spring training now? You've been around a little bit. Is it, how much of a tune-up is it? How much is it getting locked in? How much is it trying to hit light towers? Like what's the deal?
Yeah, well, for me now, I just, obviously you want to get out of it healthy. That's the main thing. But then also, I'm not really worried about hits or hitting light tower or home runs or whatever. At the end of the day, they don't really count here. So it's, it's about, for me, just getting your body back into baseball shape. And, the biggest thing is when you're on a new team is meeting your new teammates, building a relationship with those guys, figuring out everybody's friggin' name. There's 100 people walking around. I probably know 30 by heart now. So that's the main things. And, swing training is fun. And it's a lot more loose and a lot more fan-friendly, which is always fun.
What kind of stuff do you do to kind of get to know guys? Is it like you're picking up tabs for dinner? Or are you doing putt outings? Like, what sort of stuff do you do?
Yeah, we'll do some stuff like that. We went to watch some of the college basketball games with some of the guys a couple days ago. We can kind of just explore the city. And Palm Beach is great because there's a beach, so it's a lot more fun. You can kind of, there's a lot more things you can do, and Topgolf events, stuff like that. Guys like Vargas, he makes stupid quotes like this, so I made him a little poster for him, which, it actually kind of makes sense, but today
is signed for people that don't know. Yeah, today is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Ildemar Vargas.
It's the most basic, Latin guy quote you'll ever hear in English. So it's just fun things like that, and just getting to know your guys. So I think that's the enjoyable part about being on a new team and being in spring training is getting to meet all these guys.
From what we've seen, it seems like you've exclusively pretty much worked at first. Is this the first time you've gotten that much unbroken up run at that position?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it seems like, I think for me, it's, I can play outfield whenever I need to, really. So, being able to just work at first and build relationships with the infielders and kind of get that feel is more important than running around the outfield catching fly balls. That's kind of something I can feel like I can do, whenever I really need to. I do work out there as well, just kind of shagging and whatnot. But, you know, working at first is most important right now, most vital, just to learn the infield and learn all the guys around you.
You've had a great career and been in a lot of really good clubhouses.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating clubhouse, and we've been coming for years and years. But there's really, maybe because of the lack of veterans and guys that have been around a long time, everybody's like seems happy to be here and just like, you know, it's a nice group of young dudes. Like, but you were in a clubhouse with like probably 10 all-stars at one point too. So like, just that juxtaposition, what's that like?
Yeah, it is different. Like I said, when you have a young group of guys, it's a lot more energetic, a lot more, I don't know, sometimes fun. And I think when there's a lot of veterans around, you know, you know what's ahead, and it's you know, the guys are a little more aware of what the season's going to be like and how stressful it can be and whatnot. So, you know, when you got a young group of guys, it's kind of fun and. You know, it's just like 22, 23-year-olds running around just like trying to play baseball. And it's like that's the most enjoyable part.
It just seems like a dude hang.
Yeah, and that's the most, like, that's just really what it is. It's really fun to come into the clubhouse every day, and it's not always like that. So with this group, it's like coming to the field, I'm like actually like excited to come in because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun, and we're going to be, you know, having a good time, and we're going to be doing what we need to do, but it's going to be an enjoyable day and not just a stressful, filled day of trying to perform.
Leadership-wise, is that something that you kind of want to take on? I mean, is it to the point where you're going, that's not how this all-star did it, or is it just lead by example? Like, obviously, you got to stay within your personality, but how do you take on that role?
Yeah, so I think every generation is different. You know, the way I came up as a rookie, we got treated a little bit different than the rookies do now, per se. And that's I want to treat the young guys with respect and with love, because it's those guys, you know, they're coming out here and they're trying to live out their dream as well. And you don't want to, you know, make a guy feel belittled or whatever because he doesn't have enough service time or something like that. You know, these guys are all, everybody's on the same team together. We're all pushing for the same goal. So, for me, I think the most important thing is really to enjoy and have fun. You know, obviously winning and developing is huge, but if you're not enjoying it, you're not gonna win. You're not gonna develop. So I think, like I said, I want to bring fun to the clubhouse, but I want to bring a seriousness. But I want guys to understand, like, this is a game. We should have fun doing it, and that's something I had to learn a lot, and I forget a lot as well. So that's kind of what I want to try to implement into this clubhouse a little bit. And it seems like they already had a good, like, grasp on it, but I feel like that's a big role for me.
Last thing, I'm imagining when you air it out in BP and you put on your show, like, James can probably do some pretty big things. Are there other guys that would have a sneaky BP that would be like, really, he can keep up in that way in terms of power and just a BP display?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my BP display isn't as cool as it used to be, definitely. You know, I used to, you know, I actually hit a home run, like, the wind's kind of blowing on our back, so it kind of helps out. We can almost hit it over this big net, you know, like, why people are like, wow. I'm like, man, you should see how I used to hit them in BP, you know, like, when I was 21, I could just air it out whenever I wanted to, like, but, you know who actually, Lane Thomas launches balls in BP. He's got, surprisingly, you know, because he's not like a huge guy, but he's got a lot of pop and a strong swing. So in BP, he's in our group, and he shows us up a little bit. So that's it's always not fun. We might have to get him out of our group and get him into group two or something. But yeah, he can hit some bombs.
Appreciate the time, man.
Cool.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.